Have a look at your postcards. Let's have a look at the pictures on the front of your postcards. What have you got there, John? What's on the front of your postcard? Three crosses on a green hill. That sounds familiar to me. And you've got, Molly?
I've got the picture of the church online.
Can we run up with a microphone? It's hiding behind your thing on the top. Thanks, Luke. That's great. Say it again in a minute.
I've got the picture.
No, hang on a minute, we'll get you a microphone. Lovely. Okay, so.
On the front of my postcard, I've got a picture of the church.
A picture of the church. Do you like coming to church?
Yes.
Yeah, why do you like coming to church?
Because you learn about God, and I like that.
You learn about God, and you like that. Let's show everybody your picture, Johnny, because it's really rather good. There you go, look at that. Very good. So we've got a direct copy of the church logo. We've got the cross. Tino, what have you got on the front of yours?
Two angels.
Yeah.
A sticker of a cross. You holding a microphone.
Cool.
And a sticker that says Jesus.
Excellent. Who else wants to tell us what's on the front of their postcard? Joe, what's on the front of your postcard?
The fellowship sticker and a sticker that says Jesus, grace, love, spirit, God, etc.
Etc. Excellent. Okay. What have you got, Anita?
I've got the Holy Bible, the power of the cross. There is power in the name of Jesus. And I've got love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud.
And that's what's good about being a Christian, about coming to church, all those things?
Yes.
Excellent. Could you have done with a bigger postcard to put more stickers on?
Yes.
Excellent. Anybody else got something? What have you got on the front of yours?
On the front is a picture of love is kind.
Yeah.
And I put.
I'll come back to you on the message, on what you've written, okay? Inga, what have you got?
Love never ends. Open palms towards all people who lives in the world, and heaven and sunrise.
Heaven. I'm glad somebody's put heaven down. Sometimes we feel a bit kind of selfish, don't we? If I like coming to church because I'm going to get into heaven. Can't really say that, can you? It's a bit kind of like, you know, I'm only coming for the heaven bit. To be honest, that's all I'm coming for. Yeah? That's what Madge has got. And we know Madge is very holy, so Madge has got that.
I've got heaven on one side and flowers on the other.
Flowers on the other. Oh, okay, right, okay, we'll come back to that. Anybody else down here? Sophia, what have you got? Can you outdo your brother?
This is a joint postcard, but...
A joy postcard.
A joint.
A drawing postcard. So it's, a joint postcard, right? Love never ends. What does it say?
It says, the love and fellowship and support of the church.
Fantastic. Well, I hope you've all got something on the front of your postcard. Because what we get here from King David in Psalms, I'm just going to switch this off for a second, is we get his postcard. There he is out in the desert, and he's writing to us to tell us how he feels. Not about where he is, because where he is a pretty tough place, we know that. But he's telling the people who are reading this about how great it is to be one of God's children. How great it is to be part of the worshipping family of God's children. So if you have a look in your Bible, if you've still got it open, page 579... Psalm 63, verse 2. David says, I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. David says, I like being part of the worshipping family of God because when we're together, we see the power and the glory of God at work. Honestly, if you came to a community lunch if you came to... one of the other things that we do, like Men Behaving Dadly or Toddler Group or stuff like that, you would see the glory and the power of God at work. You would see how much love is given out to people who haven't really asked for it. We've just offered it, and how it changes people and touches people's lives. That's why we're so excited about the bowls that's happening and the summer lunches that are happening and all of that. Because David says, when the church is together... We see God's power at work. And it's really important to be able to say to people, if you come to church, you'll see God at work. One of the things that Sophia just said was the care that the church can give to one another. That's the power of God at work, praying for one another, helping people out, looking after each other. And when David sees the glory at work, what he knows is that when the glory of God is at work, when we see the power of God at work, life changes. And he says that in the next line. He says in verse 3, because your love is better than life. If we're Christians, if we know God, we know that God's love is better than anything. Put your hands up if you put a sticker or wrote anything on your card about love. Yeah. Oh, there's more love on this side than that side. I don't know what that says. Next Sunday, sit on this side. It's much more loving. I think that's the key. The love of God transforms things. Transforms the darkest moments to moments of hope. Transforms the lost moments to moments of found. Transforms the broken moments to moments of healing. Transforms our sinful moments to moments of holiness. His love is better than life. And then he says, because I know that, and because I've experienced that within the sanctuary, within the family of God, he says, my lips will praise you. Put your hands up if you put worship down as a sticker. Yep, same again. Lots of people put worship down. We come to church and we worship God because what we know of his goodness and his power and his wonder just bubbles out of us. And we sing, not because we can't think of anything better to do, but because we're expressing this power and this wonder and this presence of God. Now, we could do it silently, couldn't we? We could do silent singing in our heads. We'd all know the tune. And we could just do 1, 2, 3, go. And we could all stand and go. You know? And maybe you're not confident about your note-holding ability, and you might long for the day when we sing like that because actually it's a bit embarrassing for you to sing or whatever it might be. But we sing out because we want people to know. We want it to be loud. We want people to hear. We want it to be expressed out there. And a bit later on, he says in verse 5, with singing lips, my mouth will praise you. Gosh, do you think about yourself having singing lips and praising God? That's what we do here. So that's on the front of some postcards. When I tell you about what it means to be a Christian, when I tell you about what it means to love Jesus, when I tell you about what it means for me to come to church, it's about singing praise and speaking out God's praise. But we've jumped over verse 4, and verse 4 is really important. What does he say in verse 4? Somebody shout out, what does he say in verse 4? Go on. Oh, no, we've got one down here.
I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands.
Whoa, in your name I will lift up my hands. Now, I'm not going to say that the Bible is always right, okay? Because not everybody wants to put their hands in the air, but I mean, it's there. For those of you who are good Bible believing, there's never a wrong word in here. I'm just saying, you know, when we sing praises, we should lift up our hands. It's a Bible edict there, just saying, you know, don't want to labor the point. Really, what David is saying is, with my whole body, I'll be active in praise. And he does that in the context of the sanctuary, in the context of the worshiping body of the people, by putting his hands up. Because he wants to demonstrate that this is a whole body thing. It's not just mind. It's not just heart. It's active. It's physically active. And so in worship, David puts his hands up. That's why we put our hands up, because we want to say to people, my whole body wants to worship you. My whole everything wants to worship you. I'm not static. And in life, we want to say, in our worship, my whole body worships you. My whole life worships you. When I'm standing there on a Tuesday stirring 56 gallons of soup, this arm is worshiping God by stirring the soup or laying the tables or whatever it might be. It's not just about putting our hands up in church. It's about all those things where our bodies are at work for Jesus. Who put fellowship down on their front of their card? Anybody put fellowship? Yeah? So there we have, don't we? He says in verse 6, he says, on my bed I remember you. I think of you throughout the watches of the night because you are my help. I sing, singing again, in the shadow of your wings. My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me. One of the great things about being a Christian is being amongst people who love and care for us. Those people who support us, who watch out for us, who are there to pray with, who are there to take us out if we can't get out or bring things to us if we can't find them ourselves. It's about God's care in action. We've just completed all our training sessions for our new pastoral care framework. So that's people to do hospital visiting and people to do home communions and people to do the have a cup of tea pastoral ministry and people to take little small arrangements or bunches of flowers to people who can't get to church so they feel connected. There's room for more on each of those lists if you want to be a part of that. It's not a closed shop and it never will be. Our church is about fellowship and fellowship in the strength of God and in the power of God and in the holiness of God. And I'm glad if you've put down fellowship on the front of your card. And then, that's right. Now, what I want to ask you next is, on the front of your card, you've got that. What's the message you're going to write in the bit where you would normally do the wordy bit? Some of you have already done that because you're really keen. But you've got the picture on the front of what's good about being a Christian, what's good about knowing Jesus, what's good about being in the church. What is the message you're going to write in the message bit? Okay? So I want to give you another few minutes to either get up and go and get a pen or go up and write. But write what message, if you've already done it, that's fine. What message are you going to write to go along with your picture on the front of your postcard. Do you understand? Yeah? Just write your message. All I'm saying to you is you've written on the front what's good about being in the church, what's good about being a Christian. What message goes with that? What do you want to say that goes with that picture? What do you want to say that goes with that picture? Who hasn't got a pen? Who needs a pen? Luke, Ed, can you just go around with pens? Everybody's done getting up enough today. You all right, John? Yeah, let me borrow that. So it's the bit that you put in there, okay? It's the bit that you put in there. Just like on a postcard, the message that you would write. What would you write? Well, write it, not what would you write. Write your message. I guess it's the text that goes with the picture. It's the... Hello. That doesn't matter.
What's the address?
Don't worry about that yet. You might just want to write, wish you were here. Or having a lovely time. Is that what you've written? Wish you were here. Yeah? If only you could be here to experience this. This is where Jean fell over and broke her... No, don't write that. It was all going so well until this point. Yeah? Has everybody written something in that slot? Not yet. Do you need a pen, Anita? You're giving her a pen. Excellent. So we've said on the front, haven't we, what's good about being a Christian? What's good about being a child of God? What's good about being in his worshipping family? And hopefully you've written something down in that bit where you would normally put the wordy bit. Anybody want to share with us what they've written? I'm not going to compel you to, but if anybody wants to share what they've written. Joe?
Come and join us. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Jesus wants to forgive you and we want to welcome you.
Fantastic. Did you hear that? No? Oh, are we on?
Do it again.
Do it again.
Come and join us. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Jesus wants to forgive you and we are ready to welcome you.
Fantastic. Let's have another one. Anybody else want to give? Oh, go on, you've got one. There we go.
I put, what are you waiting for?
What are you waiting for? Hey, I like it. I like it. Terry, what have you got?
Love never ends.
Have you written on the other side, my friend?
No.
Yes, it's that one. That one.
Love is kind. Worship.
That's the side I want there.
Love is worship.
What have you put there?
Love is worship for Jesus.
Excellent. What have you got, Madge?
I will be with you always, even to the end of the age.
Okay, fantastic. Anybody wants to tell us, you know, if you're putting a message on why you love church and what you, why you love Jesus?
As a Christian, you are never alone in anything.
As a Christian, you are never alone.
In anything.
In anything. Excellent. Anybody else from this side? Yeah?
I'm saying it, excuse me, it inspires me to keep loving and caring, even if I lose the way at times.
Fantastic. Okay. Oh, go on there.
The church makes me feel I'm connected to Christ. I need to be in a church to feel this the most.
Fantastic. Okay. Tina, what have you written?
I love God, I love angels, Jesus, I love church and everybody in it.
Wonderful. You can come again. You can come again. David paints us this picture of how good God is and how good it is to be in the church. And then he writes it down as a message for everybody to read in the Psalms. And he's not alone in doing this. If we are Christians, if we love the Lord, there is a precedent that says that we should proclaim it. If we look in Job chapter 19, you don't need to turn to it. Job chapter 19, verse 23, Job writes this. He says, "Oh, that my words were recorded, that they were written on a scroll, that they were inscribed with an iron tool on lead or engraved in rock forever." Job says, I want the things that I know about my God. He goes on to say, for I know that my Redeemer lives. And I want that written down forever and ever for everybody to see. David writes in Psalm 45, just a few pages back. Just a few pages back, he writes this. My tongue is the pen of a skillful writer. A skillful writer. That's what his tongue is doing as he speaks. He's telling the truth of somebody who wrote wonderful things. And if we go into Revelation, right at the end of the Bible, God says to John, as he sits on the throne of heaven, he says, I am making everything new. Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. We are called, each of us, to put down, to give out, to speak out the truth about God, about what he's done for us in Jesus, and what it's like to be part of the church, with all its faults and failings, but Christians gathered together to worship God. Now, there's one last bit on your postcard, and that's this bit. That's this bit. Who are you going to send this to? Who are you going to send this to? Well, the problem is, of course, Rob, that actually, well, have you seen how much postage stamps cost today? It's about £500 to send a first-class stamp or something, and that was last week. It could be more next week. So really, I don't think I'll be sending a postcard, and it's not the right size. It doesn't. It probably won't get through the post, and it's a bit messy, and I've made spelling mistakes. You know what I'm asking you? If we believe the truth of what's on that side, and if we have a message about it that we want to tell people that's on that side, wouldn't it be a crime to leave that side blank? Wouldn't it be a crime if nobody ever knew that? Wouldn't it be a waste of all that's beautiful there? And the wonder of the message that you want people to hear there, if we never sent it to anybody, if we never said it to anybody. So I'm saying to you today, to you and to me, Isn't Jesus wonderful? Isn't it good to be part of a worshipping community where we can rejoice in everything that he's done for us and support one another in his love, in all our needs, and receive so much from him? Isn't it great that we really know what we want to say to people? We know it's so good that we have a message for people about it, and that we follow in the footsteps of people like Job and people like David and people like John as we're called to write it down and to tell it out for all eternity. Who are we going to tell it to? Who today are you going to tell it to? And tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day. Because it really is something worth sharing. This postcard from us at Christ Church Beckenham, who know Jesus, to all kinds of people who don't know and have never been, but really we wish they were here. Shall we pray? Lord Jesus, as we look at these postcards in the Bible of stories of your involvement in the lives of creation, in our lives, we want to have the courage and the conviction to be able to say to other people, come and see what we know about Jesus. Come and experience what we know about being in a loving church. Father, help us to go out with these messages and to tell people. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that we would each of us think of somebody's name that we could write on these lines, that we would make an effort to talk to about Jesus sometime very soon. Amen. Well, we're going